been trying to sleep for God knows how long. All I've done for the past hour is toss and turn in my bed, yet I still can't bring myself to drift off. Closing my eyes isn't helping at all. My mind is fully awake. I think I need a fresh air. It doesn't matter if it's almost midnight. I just want to go out and distract myself from my thoughts. I wonder who I can call. I doubt my friends are still awake. They went out today. I'm still kinda pissed that they forgot to notify me about their plans. Great friends I have. I wonder if he's awake. I could try to call him, but what if his phone is silent or something? Whatever, I'll just go and personally check if he's awake or not. Psst. Psst. Hey! Don't tell me he slept early tonight. Meh, I doubt it. That dummy's still awake at 4 a.m. doing whatever the hell he's doing for Pete's sake. I'm pretty sure that this small rock won't cause a crack in his windows. Hey! It's me! Oh, he turned his lights on. I knew he was awake. Hello, I'm over here. I'm waving my hands. What is taking so long? Ugh, finally! I almost thought you passed out again while playing your stupid games or something. Come down here. Why? Because I said so. Now come down here and hang out with me. Really? You're asking if I want to hang out at this hour? What did I just say? I didn't say we were gonna hang out later, did I? Come on, dummy. What else are you gonna do anyway? Play games? That can wait later. Your girlfriend wants your attention. I swear, if you don't come down here right now, I will throw this rock on your parents' window. Good. Now hurry up. It's freaking cold out here. Bring a jacket with you. Wow. I'm surprised that you went through the main door. I wanted you to jump out your window. What? Relax, I'm kidding. Oh, your parents are out of town? A babysitter is staying with you and your siblings? Why, can't you handle your little siblings on your own? Do you need adult supervision as well? Your parents doesn't trust you enough to keep a close eye on your siblings? That's what you get for having a video game addiction. Nothing. I just wanted to sneak you out. Well, I wasn't sure if you were gonna answer your phone, so I just went to pick you up for myself. Why? Do you have any problem with that? Good. And even if you did, it's not like you have a choice to anyway. I make the rules. I do let you have control sometimes when I'm in the mood, don't I? Where are we going? Well, to be honest, I'm not sure either. I just want to go out and get some fresh air. It's not like I wanted to wander off alone either. And that's what I was about to talk about. I'm pissed at my friends. Because they made plans today and went out on their own without me. I mean, come on, who does that? We're supposed to be friends. Their reason? Just something stupid. Well, they said they weren't sure if I wanted to come along because I already have you. They're saying that they aren't sure if I still wanted to hang out because I already have a boyfriend. Ugh, God, can you be any more dense? Apology accepted. So, we're here. What's with that puzzled look on your face? Where are we? Oh, right. Sorry, this is my favorite spot. Out here. Yes, I sometimes like to hang out in the forest on my own. And this spot right here is my favorite place to hang out at when I'm outside. Why? Well, because I like to have some place quiet to myself, so that I have a place to go when I want to be alone, to think, and stuff. Plus, it's really nice out here. What? You didn't know I had such a sentimental side? Gosh, you are such a dummy sometimes. Of course I do. It's just that I'm not used to showing that part of myself to anyone, really. Nope. Not even my family or friends. Everyone thinks I'm so tough on the outside. And that's true. I worked really hard to earn that image and reputation. Ugh, God, why do you have so many questions? Can't we just stay here and admire the beauty of the night? I know, it probably sounds cheesy, but I like to go out at night to come here and enjoy the nighttime. I don't care if that sounds weird. You find that beautiful? Please, your words of flattery won't work on me. Oh, we're getting too bold now, are we? What? You seriously want to know why I dated you? Fine, I will answer your question. On one condition. Promise me that whatever we talk about tonight, whatever I say, and whatever I'm about to do, you will never, ever tell anyone about this. Got it? And if you do, you're dead to me. I've always been tough. About your question. This is so embarrassing. But you know what? Whatever. I might as well just confess since we've been dating for a few weeks now. I dated you 'cause you're not like all the other guys I've met. No, I mean, you're not a jerk like them. All the guys I've met and dated were jerks and assholes, to say the least. But you? You're different. You're just sensitive and you treat me well. I know. That's one of the reasons why I developed feelings for you. You're the first guy to ever treat me like a human being. Jeez. I had stone-cold heart before I met you. And I know it probably seems like I haven't changed so much. But trust me. I am slowly becoming a new person the more time I spend with you. The longer we date, the better I become. As cheesy as it sounds, you inspire me to become a better person. That's one of the things that you like about me? Which part? Me being a jerk? You're attracted to my punk image. Why? Do you like punk girls or something? What? You have a thing for dominant girls? I'm sorry, it's just that I've never heard of that. I didn't know there were guys who are into being dominated or whatever. I guess that's why you let me take control most of the time. Hey, I am not a bully. Bullies hurt and belittle people for no reason. I'm just tough, that's all. Hey, it's not my fault that I made your knees tremble when we first met. Oh, please. My smile, beautiful, really? My laugh is contagious. You gotta be kidding me. I know I sound irritating when I laugh sometimes. But, you know, when I'm around you, I love to laugh. You always make me laugh. You with your stupid jokes and everything. Yeah, me too. I'm actually glad that you're there for me. Aside from being there to make me laugh. I'm just happy you're there. Of course, I am. Okay, look, I may be tough and cold at times, but I always melt in your hands, as cheesy as that sounds. You're the only person who can bring out this side of me, you know? And even though we've been only dating for a couple of weeks, I couldn't be happier. I just want to stay by your side all the time. You bring happiness into my life, and I'm grateful for it. If only you knew. If only you knew how happy you make me feel. It's actually crazy. I never imagined myself being all cheesy and in love with anybody. Yet here I am, slowly revealing bits of myself to you. You better be thankful. Me too. I'm glad I gave you the chance. What made me want to date you? Well, I already answered your question, haven't I? Fine. Well, you're a weirdo. Yeah, that's it. I always found you weird. Then when you confessed to me by accident, that actually lingered in my mind for days, until I decided to give you a shot. I thought to myself, hey, why not give this guy a chance? He's weird alright, but he seems like a good guy. Plus, his sense of humor is interesting. Of course I find you attractive. Hey, why would I date you if I didn't find you attractive? Ugh, gosh, you are so weird. But I love it. I love everything about you. I love you. What? No, I didn't say anything. I didn't say anything like that. It was probably the wind or something. You know, it can get quite weird around here at this time of the night. Fine, I won't tease you. Okay, I won't scare you, coward. You really want to know what I just said? You know what? Whatever. I'm pretty sure you heard it. And since you're being really stubborn, fine, I'll say it again. I said, I love you. I love you. I just said it. Can you not hear me? Fine. I love you. I really do. There. Is that loud enough for you? You really like seeing this side of mine, don't you? You're lucky that I like you enough to let you affect me this much. Oh, that's really funny, huh? Well, if you don't stop laughing right now, I am going to give you a punishment. That is for me to know and for you to find out. So, why don't you shut up and just kiss me? You heard me. I told you to kiss me. Yeah. I prefer your mouth shut and locked with mine than you indulging in my embarrassment. Now, shut up and kiss me.